Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Special prayer service. I want to thank our lead pastor, my dear husband, father of all of my many children, for the opportunity to share a brief chat with you. It's a prayer service. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's a short chat. We're going to pray today. Did you come with your praying shoes? Even if you didn't, you walk barefoot. You can be fresh after church. You see, when we were younger, there was something we used to call troopers. Gen Z's won't understand. But it's when somebody says something obvious and you now give them troopers. For example, you're holding an iPad and they're like, is that your tablet? And I'm like, no, it's the one Moses brought down from taking the Ten Commandments. Because some people know how to ask obvious questions. And I want to show you something. I'm going to show you three things to do, three things to note as we pray against the reboot camp 12 days from now. Glory be to God. Someone was talking to a friend when I said 12 days from now. That's why she didn't rejoice. The reboot camp is how many days? 12 days from now. Your life is about to change. Glory be to God. In Mark chapter 10 from verse 46, they had come to Jericho. This is the same place where hundreds of years ago, as the children of God praised, the walls of Jericho had fallen down flat. Don't forget. It says, and as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man named Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. And when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout. What did he shout? Want to go? And many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. Is it only your church? Are you the only one having camp meeting? Why so much noise? But the Bible said he kept quiet. Is that what it says? What did it say? No, you can't be talking about shouting and be that calm. What does it say? He said he shouted all the more. You guys pray too loud. We are going to pray louder. He shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. At the reboot camp, you are going to hear such instructions. Call her for me. I've got something for her. Call him for me. I've got something. Is that you? Shout hallelujah. Jesus shouted, call him. And the people who had rebuked him for shouting before said what? Cheer up. You might come with tears, but when you are leaving, you will be cheerful. He says, cheer up. On your feet, he's calling you. And so the man threw his cloak aside and jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. And this is where troopers comes in. Because for some of you, if Jesus sees a blind man, there is one person blind in that situation and it's not Jesus. Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? Excuse me, sir. I know you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but what do you think? I'm not here for marital breakthrough. I'm not here so that my ears can be open or so that my lips can be open because I've cried out to you. You already know why I'm here. Even if you don't understand that at the same walls of Jericho, there should be a miracle time and time again. Just the same way we come to reboot camp and we're expecting a miracle time and time again. Can't you see that I'm blind? But Bartimaeus doesn't have time for that. He ain't got no time for jokes. He came for something. When you come to reboot camp, what are you coming for? When Jesus asks you, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Ask your neighbor, say, what do you want? Say, God wants to know what you want. That's the number one point as we pray this morning. Ask, what do you want? Have you written it down or you are assuming that God knows? What do you want? From the moment our lead pastor steps up, from the moment you hear the first praise the Lord or the first hallelujah, from the moment the first person picks the mic or you finally are able to get on your seat, what do you want? Are you not tired of situations that have remained the same for too long? Every time I have an issue, Towards the end of the year, I just smiled. I said, Reboot Camp is coming. It will all be over by then. What do you want? So this morning, you will ask what you want. Your voice might crack, but a broken life is better than a broken voice is better than a broken life. Glory be to God. Number two, shout unashamedly. He was shouting, and they said, keep quiet. They rebuked him, and the Bible says he shouted all the more. You have been fasting. Are you not tired? No. You will fast all the more. You have been joining daily prayers. Are you not tired? No. You will pray all the more. When one person comes to need a prayer point, and you think that's the last person, and your flesh is like, I'm willing, or I'm weak. You tell him the Spirit is willing, so the Spirit will give life to you. You will pray all the more. This is a prayer meeting. You are warming up. You are preparing for a meeting that will change your life. So shout unashamedly. And the third point as I round up, because we are going to pray today. This is the last, these are the last few minutes you'll be sitting down, so that when you get up, you know you are ready. Praise the name of Jesus. Ask with a sense of urgency. Sometimes we have a sense of urgency when it's too late. A driver is driving a car. He's feeling sleepy. There's no urgency. So he dozes off. If there is an accident, guess what? Have you ever gone to an accident and said the driver was sleeping, then you got the driver was still sleeping? Will he wake up or he will not wake up? Don't wake up when it's too late. So your neighbor said, don't wake up when it's too late. Jesus carried Peter to Gethsemane. And that should have been the time when he should have been awake, but he was dozing off. When Jesus was arrested, Peter's eyes became clear. God forbid that when I'm supposed to be sleeping, I'm awake. When I'm supposed to be awake, I'm sleeping. Say, God forbid. When it was time to cut off Thomas' ears, Peter was awake. When it was time to deny Jesus, not once, not twice, but three times, he was awake. No time did they say, do you know this man? And he said, oh, what do you say? I'm sleeping. He was awake. Ask with a sense of urgency. Ask with a sense of urgency. Your prayer life is about to take a shift at the Reboot Camp. You can start now. Long-standing issues are about to be resolved. You can start now. Your career is about to take a turn. Your ministry is about to take a turn. Your family is about to take a turn. Don't be sleeping. Shout all the more. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I want to see. I want to carry my children. I want this business to blow up. Ask with a sense of urgency. Praise the name of Jesus. The Bible says that when blind Bartimaeus heard, cheer up, he is calling you. He says he took off his cloak and he jumped up. Can you take off your cloak and jump up this morning? Can you jump up like you are expecting something? Can you now begin to pray in the Spirit and make your expectations known? There was a great multitude, but Jesus could hear blind Bartimaeus. I'm going to Reboot Camp and coming back with my evidence. I'm going to Reboot Camp and I'm coming back with my evidence. I'm going to start preparing now. Hey, because I need enough strength to gather all the blessings that God has for me. I'm going to start preparing now because there are words of knowledge and words of wisdom and words from the scripture that will change my life. There is enough time to be distracted later, but now, cheer up. He's calling you and he's asking you, what do you want? Maybe you're not taking time to itemize your expectations yet. Now is the time. Hey, Tony Manaka Telebele Teke. Rabbi Itani Basho Tokotinama. I got to Reboot Camp as one person and I come back as another. Some of you will go as one and come back as two. Hey, Tony Kesuteke. Everybody knows Jesus is calling. Jesus is asking. You have run from place to place for that marriage. You have run from place to place for those children. And people are rebuking you. You seem so desperate. Say, no. I'll be desperate all the more. Because the one who I have a meeting with from December 14 to 16 is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Exceeding abundantly above. I come to reboot camp and I leave with my evidence. Zenatete kotolopotekeya. Ratanimo nimoniga tepaya. Dokoto lekete. Lembateke sutia. Ratapashatapate. Don't let the devil deceive you to pray small. That, oh, you're going to be praying for 1.5 hours. Eto seteke betele. Ratapashe. Because when you sit down to do things that don't affect destiny, 1 hour, 2 hours in front of a screen, you don't hear his voice then. Why now, when your life is about to change? Ekone katalabataya. Zemini tete bolo tokotia. Ratabata bataka. Lekete pelete. Travel all the more. Kikotita. Iton doboteke. Letataka. Ratabasha. As a woman approaches the birth of a child, she travels all the more. She travels all the more. Eto no kotele bata. London no keteke. No matter how long it takes between now and the reboot camp, eh, latata balata, to wait in the place of prayer, I will not be found wanting. Gendo. Lendo se su so so. Rakinana bateleto poletoya. Denge telebe. Hey, I come in. Hey, on December 14th. And after service on December the 17th, people will notice there has been a change. No longer will you be called blind Bartimaeus. Hey, they will say he used to be called blind Bartimaeus. Now he's seeing Bartimaeus. Hey, she used to be called barren Sarah. Now she's a mother of nations. She used to be called the slave girl Esther. Now she's the queen. Dosoto kotele. Labata namade. Yemini katalaba. He used to be called Paul the persecutor. Now they call him Paul the apostle. Latata bate. You are praying for the salvation of your loved ones. Not only will God answer, he will call them to ministry. Dede. Hesona te bolia. Debuti kiton domone. Iyamantele beteketu. Ratanamanda. Latama. Peter, wake up and pray. Hotele medeketo kopotia. Iyatata. 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 From January to November, you have struggled to get it done in the flesh. Now it's time for the supply of the Spirit. All the prayer I need to pray to get the answers I need to get, I will pray them. My answer is in my mouth. My answer is in my mouth. If he did not call out, Jesus would not have heard him. If he did not answer, I want to see. Jesus would not have answered. Hey! What will you do if your answer was in your tongue? How will you pray if the end to that habit was in your prayer? Let her talk up telepathy. Rata bashata. Laminido. Yam yam laminido. Raka satala. I've got an appointment with destiny. I'm going to be ready for that appointment. Hey, my spirit man will be dressed. My spirit man will be ready to receive. Lama tete. In my spirit, in my body, in my soul, I'm not weary. I'm not late. I'm not afraid. I'm not distracted. Atanabate. Let Jesus come to the gate of Jericho and meet you waiting. Let him come to the gate of Jericho and meet you willing. When he asks, What do you want? Before he has said it, you have said what you want. Before you have said what you want, you are beginning to see. As soon as Jesus said, your faith has made you whole, in that moment, his eyes were open. This reboot camp, your spiritual life does not need time to reboot. It's immediate, it's instant, it's long lasting. All that Jesus has for me at the reboot camp 2023, I receive in the name of Jesus. It is good for a man, it is good for a woman that they bear their yoke in their youth. You are young, better pray. If Abraham, at how old, could climb up the mountain, hey, with his son, how much more you? How much more you?
In Jesus'
name, we have peace.
Hallelujah. As I was here praying, the Lord spoke to me, and there is an unction on me now. And so, before I pray, I want to read two scriptures and explain what God is set to do. Turn your Bibles, Isaiah chapter 49, we'll read verse 24 and 25. Then we read Colossians 2:14. Colossians, we'll read Isaiah 49, 24 and 25. And then Colossians 2:14. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 24 and 25. It says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive? Emphasis on lawful captivity. You have to understand that in the realm of the spirit, even demons thread legally. That there are some things that people do that bequeath to them the right for oppression. You know, many times I'm casting out devils and the demons literally say, it's not fair. It's not fair. The parents came to me. They wanted power. They wanted money. We gave them and then we took the child. Why are you doing this? One of them, one instance, they said, okay, I'm going, but ask the parents to give us back what we gave them. Lawful captivity. That there are some mistakes you can make genuinely. And it feels like you give the devil leeway to oppress your family. Unfortunately, sometimes it's not you. There are spiritual dealings, contracts made on your behalf. It happens in the kingdom too. It's the principle of dedication like we will do today. Hannah made a promise before Samuel was born. If you give me a child, I will give him to you. Now listen, when the child was born, it wasn't up for negotiation. Not, what will you be when you grow up? Mm-mm. When the child was old enough, they went to drop him in the temple. It's, negotiations can be made on your behalf, in your absence. And they will hold sway in the realm of the spirits. And because of the strength of the legality, you can understand the genuineness of the question. Shall the lawful captive be delivered? Because normally it should be impossible. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Shall the lawful captive be delivered? It says, shall the prey of the terrible be set free? But what does the Bible say in verse 25? It says, but thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. It says, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with they that contend with you, and I will save your children. I tell you the truth and I lie not. I sense an unction on me right now. And there are things that the Lord wants to break. Before we move on, let me quickly show you something. Let me show you something. Open that Colossians 2:14. Open, it's a popular text, you know. It says, having wiped out the handwritings and ordinances written against us. Oh my God.
So I told you that the realm of the spirit dwells on legality, the strength of legality. So now they have evidence. They have evidence, right to oppress. But the Bible says God wipes it out. Let me give you a simple example in the Bible. You see, when you read the book of 1 Peter, 2 Peter, you have to understand that all those great things that apostle did could have been counseled by a simple moment in the flesh. When they arrested Jesus, in the flesh he reacted, drew his sword and cut off the ear of the Roman soldier. Do you know what it means to touch a Roman soldier? You will be killed immediately. So what they could have done, on by Roman law, no more will they arrest only Jesus. They will arrest Peter and they will kill him too. And books, all the things that God would have done through him would have been canceled. And now they have evidence. It's just simple. See, he cut my ear. But you know what Jesus did? He picked the ear and put it back. How do you explain? What do you want to report? Hey, he cut my ear. Which ear? Where? Where is the ear? This one? Blotting out the ordinances written against you. No evidence, no evidence, no right, no privilege. Hey, that's your God. Let me explain. You were in the world, you were wayward. Listen, you had children, you tried to take it out, and now no womb. But there is something called creative miracles. The doctor checks, there's a womb. How? 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 Listen, we are talking about lawful captivity. Things you entered on your own. Mistakes that you made legitimately. Utterances in the past that put you in trouble. But it says, even the captives of the mighty, the prey of the terrible shall be taken away. And listen, this unction is generational, not just for you. He says, I will save your children. I sense right now generational plagues are being brought to an end. Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. From the front to the back to the gallery, it doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter who started it. It doesn't matter how many generations. By the fire of the Lord, every lawful captive be delivered now in the name of Jesus. 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 Sabalero Rasate Teme Atakata Atekene Materia. Every cage of destiny that has trapped your potential, trapped your ministry, trapped your family, by the anointing of the Lord, I set you free. Anyone who hitherto had been held in bondage, anyone in any coven of captivity, be free in the name of Jesus. 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 Jesus. Don't wait for a boot camp. Your answer is now. Your answer. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hey, Batali. Kasekaya. Right now. I see fire dropping on people from the front to the back. Right now, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Touch, 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 touch. of the Holy Ghost. Hey, maybe you had been praying that at Reboot Camp your healing will come. Let God heal you now so you intercede for others. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I just saw now in the realm of the spirit, someone, your left ear, you've not been able to hear properly. It is open now. It is open now. Oh, Jesus. If the Lord told me this and I did not guess, receive your miracle now. Receive your miracle now. I give you a prophetic instruction. For the next 20 seconds and until I say stop, I want you to rejoice in the Lord your God. Rejoice. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Glory. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to me. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Hey, he has blotted it. No evidence. No evidence. No evidence. No evidence. No evidence. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you the praise for Reboot Camp.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.